Good afternoon. The Ministry of Health has reported a further 31,428 infections from the coronavirus since Friday in their update yesterday. In the daily briefing, they also said that 168 more deaths were recorded. In total, 671,468 infections have now been recorded since the start of the pandemic, making Spain the ninth in the world and the fourth in Europe for infections. Madrid remains the current epicentre, with 38% of all infections nationwide in the last 3 days. Other areas of concern include the Basque region, Navarra and Aragon. Concerns over intensive care unit capacity are starting to grow, as Murcia and Aragon have reported significant increases in the number of patients in intensive care. Murcia has reported that half of its region's ICU beds are now occupied, making it the most saturated region of the country. It's swiftly followed by Aragon, which has 46% of its intensive care beds occupied. Nationwide, 30% of all ICU patients have tested positive for COVID-19. The government has agreed with unions and business leaders to make employers cover home working expenses after the pandemic caused millions to work from their living rooms, so Deputy Prime Minister Pablo Iglesias said this morning. It was fundamental to regulate remote working to protect the rights of workers, Iglesias said in the TV interview. The draft bill would force companies to pay all expenses employers may have when working from home, whilst allowing working hours flexibility and granting workers disconnection time, Iglesias said. He did not detail the expenses employers would have to assume or what the employers may have obtained from the agreement. The draft bill still needs to be approved by the Cabinet before being sent to Parliament. During lockdown, millions of workers had to stay at home with their children. 3 months after the official lockdown ended, millions of workers are still working remotely as social distancing rules limit office capacity. LG Chem is expected to notify the government this month as to whether it will take over Nissan's factory to turn it into a battery plant. To save the Nissan plant in Barcelona that's scheduled for closure on December the 21st, the government proposed direct aid of some 600 million euros. If the deal goes through, Spain, which is the number two electric vehicle manufacturing country in Europe after Germany, will become LG Chem's second electric vehicle battery production centre in Europe. The company is expected to employ 1,500 people, which would allow all of Nissan's factory workers to keep their jobs. A regional president, Chimo Puig, has announced a bonus for Valencia healthcare personnel in state-run health and care home sectors. Speaking at the regional parliament, Mr. Puig explained that this was compensation for their efforts in fighting the pandemic during the state of alarm. He did not specify when, but said it would be paid before the end of the year. Responding to pressure from primary care employees, Mr. Puig confirmed that the contract for staff engaged during the pandemic would be extended by another 6 months. Health centres would also open in the evenings for in-person attention, he said. That's the latest from DRE. I'm Bob James.